Alaska's top health official says the federal health care bill scheduled for a vote on Thursday would devastate the Medicaid program in the state. The bill's effect on Alaska has prompted Representative Don Young to say today he won't vote for it in its current form. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Alaska Health and Social Services Commissioner Valerie Nuchavlaluk-Davidson says the Republican bill called the American Health Care Act would hurt Medicaid in a few different ways. She says the bill shifts responsibility onto states at a time when Alaska can't afford it. Davidson says the state would have to cut eligibility and benefits in the program.
I get nervous every time I hear a member of Congress talking about the great savings to the Medicaid program, because what they're saying is it's a savings to the federal government, and they're not saying it's a savings to states. They're actually shifting that cost to states, and that's a problem for Alaska.
Currently, the federal government reimburses states based on their Medicaid costs. So when costs go up, so do the reimbursements. Under the bill, the federal government pays a fixed rate per person, and healthcare experts don't expect federal payment increases to match rising Medicaid costs. Davidson also is concerned that the bill would require people on Medicaid to apply twice a year rather than once annually. This will raise state costs to administer the program. But more importantly, the bill would cut federal reimbursements for patients who move on and off Medicaid as their income rises and falls.
That's particularly a problem for a state like Alaska, where we have a significant seasonal workforce.
Davidson noted that Medicaid expansion has brought nearly $400 million in health spending to provide care for more than 30,000 Alaskans. Nearly 150,000 more Alaskans receive Medicaid and could receive reduced services. Davidson's also skeptical of federal officials who say they want to give states more flexibility. She says it leaves states with bad choices.
We're the ones who get to be the bad guys, and we're the ones who have to make the tough decisions.
Alaska Congressman Don Young says he won't vote for the bill in its current form. Young says the federal share of Medicaid costs is one area under discussion this week before the House vote.
One of my frustrations in watching this bubbling cauldron of indecision is, in fact, this is part of the program that's going to be changed. And there's a lot of thoughts out there, a lot of deals, but I'm not going to put the burden back on the state.
Young wants to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, but he says the bill as drafted isn't fair to Alaska because it doesn't adequately recognize the very high costs of medical care in the state.
If I think that we've come together, the delegation has, on fair, equitable treatment to Alaskans, I'll probably vote for the bill. But if it's not there, I'll vote against the bill because it's really not the repeal of Obamacare as we originally said we were going to do.
Davidson says she's communicated her concerns to the state's delegation in Congress. With help from Liz Ruskin in Washington, in Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.